This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Following the deaths of four people in less than 3 weeks due to avalanches in Colorado, the state agency that monitors snowslides is urging the public to be careful in the backcountry. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
The Colorado Avalanche Information Center has issued a special safety warning for people recreating in the high country this holiday weekend, reminding them to stay out of areas where the avalanche danger is elevated and to always carry rescue equipment. Here's Director Ethan Green.
Let's get people thinking about avalanches in a way that hopefully they haven't been, and see if we can not respond to a fatal accident again this weekend.
More snow is in the forecast this weekend for many mountain areas. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
New CU Boulder research finds eye movements provide clues about decision-making. Researchers asked study subjects to walk on a treadmill. They then chose between different difficulty settings shown on a computer screen. Even before they made a selection, their eyes tended to move faster as they looked toward the picks they preferred. Doctoral student Colin Korbisch is lead author.
And I think this has very interesting potential for future studies involving these sorts of decision-making paradigms and associated movements.
Researchers also found people who made the hastiest decisions also tended to move their eyes more rapidly. The study is published in the journal Current Biology. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us. Today is Friday the 13th. Coming up this hour, it's Here and Now. And when we join the show, we'll learn about dozens of people who were killed in protests in Peru, how a journalist in Senegal was freed, and lots more. It is 12:06. Stay right here.